Thanks for tuning in to Classical 90.5 here on a Wednesday evening. We just heard Characters in Theater from Chinese composer Wang Amao. She'll be here in Columbia, resident composer with the Mizzou International Composers Festival. That's the last week in July. I've got an excerpt from my recent interview with Wang. That's coming up next. I'm visiting with Wang Amao by FaceTime, and she's in China. She is, during the school year, a student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, working on her doctoral studies. Amao, thank you for making the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up here in about 2 months, you'll be in Columbia. You'll be making the big trip from China, where you're at now, and you'll come to Columbia. And you're going to have one of your works performed by Alarm Will Sound here in Columbia. And I want to get to that in a little bit, what the piece is and what your thoughts were on that when you were writing it. But I'm curious, you're from China, going to school here in the United States now. I know you got your undergraduate degree, Bachelor of Arts in Composition from Central Conservatory of Music, and now you're working on the doctorate at UMKC. Share with listeners how the music education is different and how it's the same in those cultures.
Well, based on my experience, I think in China, you know, I studied music professionally when I was little, and we trained very hard and very strict. So I don't think like in America, like people, especially like little kids, like they practice piano for like 8 hours a day. But that is what I did. And especially when I was in the elementary school of Central Conservatory, and we had to practice piano basically like 8 hours a day. And after 1 year of that, and I started to do the composition training. And then I composed 8 hours a day, you know, to learn all these things. So I have to say in China, especially when you're young, you know, you study music already like really, really hard, really strict. But in America, I mean, the same thing, but things are more like, for me, it's more like open-minded, you know, and everyone pretty okay with everything, no matter what genres you're doing or what, you know, what characteristic music you like. You know, you can do whatever you want, and there are so many activities like music workshops, festivals, master classes you can do. Which does not have in China, you know, that much. So, yeah, I have to say, like, in China, we are more, like, focused on the rudiments and all the fundamentals. And then, but in America, it's a time for us to, like, really build ourselves.
How have you seen your compositional style evolving now that you've come to study here on this side of the Atlantic?
Well, I was in the United States. I composed a lot. You know, usually in China, just I composed like maybe one work a year. But in America, I have to say maybe three or four works per year. When you're doing that much work, you learn things really quick. And you learn the practicality. You know, you need to get a piece done in time, and you have to have a, you know, good quality of it. So basically, I think in the US, I tried to practice myself more, you know, more into a role of composer rather than student.
I listened to some of your pieces of music that you had shared with us, with myself, and with Drew Worden here with the festival. I listened to Characters in Theater first, and it's very orchestral. It's a sound for a large ensemble, very accessible, very driving, very pulsing forward. Characters in Theater, where did the idea come from for that?
The music idea behind that piece actually inspired by Beijing Opera. You know, I grew up in Beijing and I heard this genre all the time, and even my family, my grandpa, grandma, they can sing a little bit. And when I was in school, I studied to sing just a little bit. So, you know, in Beijing Opera, it's a very representative singing style in China. And it's very unique. And so, because when I listened to it and when I started to compose this piece, I was like, why not take this idea? Because it could be very dramatic, very theatrical. So I took the pitch material from Beijing Opera, and I also pick the rhythmic and the characters' idea and the images, from the Beijing Opera, and I use it in musical way, so to compose that piece. For that piece, I set I think four characters. The first one, the main one, would be the old man, and then some an acrobatic young male role and a female role and a delicate female role. Those characters are contrasting with each other, but also have some similarity. So I just used my music to depicting the different roles there.
That was the voice of Wang Ah Mao. We visited via FaceTime between Colombia and her home in China. Mao will be one of eight resident composers here as part of the Mizzou International Composer Festival. We'll hear more from her later in the show. Here's her own work, Returning Home. Up next, I've got more of my recent interview with Mao. She'll be in Colombia as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival the last week in July. You can find more details about the festival, which takes place at the Missouri Theater, on the website music.missouri.edu. Mao, who inspires you? Which composers have most given you some guidance and some inspiration?
For me, I think Stravinsky the most. Because I love the Rite of Spring, the Firebird. But for living composers, I love my mentor's piece, Dr. Chang's work, and John Corigliano, and Stephen Stuckey. Yeah, and a lot. A lot, yeah.
Returning Home. And after hearing Characters in Theater, which was very Stravinsky-like, it had a big sound, it had shifts in sound. Returning Home is very introspective, and it's mysterious. It's almost like there's something lurking around the corner, and the music is sort of carrying us along. Where'd the inspiration for that come from?
That piece actually commissioned by a Hong Kong cellist. When he came to UMKC to do his residency, and he asked us specifically to compose music with Chinese musical elements, and in that case, I think I want to use cello to mimic the idea of a Chinese instrument we call guqin, which is very ancient and very quiet, very very meditation, that kind of instrument. And the Returning Home is the music, the melody, or say the pitch materials from a Chinese guqin music called Returning Home. Very famous one. And then because the guqin is a plucked instrument, so when I compose for cello, of course, I'm gonna use its lyricism, but also I want to apply the idea of the pizzicato there. So in that work, I try to do something different than the character in theater, which is not that, dramatic, more like introverted, because I was studying. In Kansas City, and I miss my home. I have homesick, so which is kind of, reflect my idea and my situation back then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Wang Amao. She is at home in China. She's gotten over her homesickness that she got a bad case of while she was studying in Kansas City. She'll be in Colombia the last week in July for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. She's one of eight resident composers for 2016. And by the virtue of that, one of her works will be performed by Alarm Wheel Sound. The other piece of music that I listened to that you shared with us is To a Revered Bladesman. It was very spare spaces in between the sounds. And I don't even want to say music necessarily, because it feels like something more. And I heard distinctly Chinese influences in there. You mentioned the commission that you had from the Hong Kong cellist said to draw upon some Chinese themes. What are those themes? When you're told, okay, pick some Chinese themes and write about that, what are those? I mean, I can imagine in America people would think, I don't know what people would think, actually. America's a big place. But from your perspective, what are some key Chinese themes that you could represent in a piece of music?
I think Chinese music has quite a different than, you know, American folk songs. We have like totally different kind of mode, and we have Chinese scale, and we have our own like harmonic progression, and we don't have you know, the Western harmonic progression, and we don't have that idea, you know, of the tonal center, you know, that, you know, in that case. So sometimes we use like pentatonic scale to evoke that idea. Or sometimes we use that really free flowing, that kind of feeling, you know, to evoke the Chinese flavor. Or we use some, we just take some melody, the folk songs or folk dance from the resources. So that, you know, for us is the idea, like we take the idea, but sometimes we don't take the idea just for, not just musical idea. We just get inspirations maybe from literature or, you know, stories. Yeah.
And would there be some specific instruments that are uniquely Chinese that you could drop into your composition that would enhance the Chineseness of it?
For example, for the Returning Home, and I use cello. Of course, cello is a Western instrument. But as I mentioned, the guqin is a plucked instrument. So the guqin has a fairly long strings, and then when you pluck it, it vibrates pretty well, and then you can get a sound like boom, boom, dong. So I use that idea with cello, because cello has a fairly long strings, right? So when we pluck it, and you do some like glissando, you can get a like similar idea, but not exactly same, but, you know, just abstractly get an idea of the you know, the guqin sound.
My guest this week on Mizzou Music is Wang Amao. Did I get it right?
Yes.
So that's Wang Amao. We're going to hear more from her in the future now that she's resettled. She's got her Chinese roots reestablished. We had her for 6 years at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. She'll be back in Missouri this July for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. Amao, thank you for taking the time to visit today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Up next is an excerpt from Mao's work, To a Revered Bladesman.